Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, we were taught the need for mature Christians to reach out and disciple Christians who are younger in the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Aren't you glad someone remembered you to pray for you, to invite you to church, to share with you the gospel that you might be saved? Are you doing the same for someone else? You should. Not only do we see remembering, but next we see reaching out in verse 2 here, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Let's read that again. And sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith. Now, when God gives us people, we should reach out to build their faith. Satan hindered these people. Satan is wanting to attack this local church at Thessalonica, as well as any church he can, to turn them away from true doctrine and the purity of true worship. He wants to turn them away from the practice of the Word of God and lead it to either fleshliness or false doctrine or both. I often pray that God would help our church and the people of our church to not be taken in by the blasphemy, the abomination, the sensuality, the falseness, or the entertainment of contemporary and blended worship, whether it's in music, dance, or some other form. And that they would know how to be holy and reverent and how to behave themselves in the church, the local church of the living God, as 1 Timothy 3:15 directs. Now, friend, please understand, we're getting down to where the rubber meets the road, and we cannot be pacifists by our endorsement of the darkness in religious wrappings. A Catholic man listened to the plan of salvation on a CD that is 16 minutes long. As a matter of fact, you can go to our website at www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. Again, that is www.sermonaudio.com/Central, CentralBaptist. Go there and check for the Plan of Salvation sermon. And it's a 16-minute-long sermon that is the plan of salvation, leading a person to pray and receive Christ. Well, I gave that to this Catholic man to listen to. And I asked him to listen to see if it's clear. Well, when he had listened to it, he came back and said, yes, it was clear. Now, I also wanted to see if it had utterance, and by that I mean that if you listen to it, you could not be indifferent to it. You know, that power in it that wouldn't allow anyone to be indifferent. Well, I didn't have to ask, because I said, was it clear? He said, yes, but. And when that but comes in, watch out. He says, you should not have said anything about the Blessed Mother being a sinner who got saved. He says, we all believe in Jesus. We just believe in him differently. And then he added this statement. You won't get a crowd to your church if you use that. And my friend, It's not about crowds. It's about Christ. It's about His righteousness. If you compromise and water down the Word to get a crowd, the salvation you preach will not be a Bible salvation. And as a result, you'll give them a false hope and a failing eternity in the lake of fire. So this is exactly what Satan wanted to happen in Thessalonica. And so there are people there. They don't want Paul to come there or the mission team. Don't go there, Paul, is their attitude. Hey, proclaim what you want to believe at a church in Athens somewhere, but not here. We're here now, and we want to work with the Thessalonica church. Yes, we want to undo the doctrinal teaching that you gave them. These are the kind that say, well, don't say anything negative about low standards and false doctrine. Don't say anything about other churches or faiths. Although Romans chapter 16, verse 17 tells you to mark them, which cause divisions contrary to the doctrine. You see, when we have the attitude to not to tell the truth because it might offend someone, then we have been conquered and overcome by Satan. Now, verse 2 is showing us then how important it is to reach out to this new local church. And so Timothy is sent. He is a brother, which speaks of love and friendship. And he is a minister of God. Now, it's interesting to me that the word minister is the same Greek word for deacon. And the word deacon means to run through the dust, to go for another with their message. It is a service for God which benefits others. In other words, Timothy is not only a minister in Christ who is dearly loved, but he's God's minister. He's God's minister to us, doing the service of God, which benefits us in the ministry. Now, let me kind of put that in practical terminology. Our church is here in Florida. Imagine that we send our chairman of the deacons to another state to help start a bus ministry and to visit and to build that bus ministry up. Well, that's a nice thing, but the truth of the matter is we need those kind of people right now, right here at our church that will help build the bus ministry up. And it would hurt to send someone, especially who is a deacon, to do that when we're in need of it right here. Paul's in Athens, a wicked, idolatrous city. He needs Timothy there. But the edification of that local church in Thessalonica is so important that he sends Timothy there. That is how important it is to reach out to new believers as they come into the local church, to new believers as they receive Christ as their Savior. Help was needed in Athens, but God sent Timothy to Thessalonica. There's help needed all over this country, but God has sent you, if you're saved, to the place where you are. What are you doing for Him? The Bible goes on to say here in verse 2 of 1 Thessalonians 3 that Timothy is a fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ. In other words, he is a hard worker. Now, there are some people, unfortunately, full-time Christian work that are in a position, but they're not laborers for the Lord. He's a hard worker. At what? Well, one of the things is sharing the gospel. He was witnessing to the lost. Now, a preacher needs people with a love for God and souls that will spread the gospel. You see, the church at Thessalonica did not reach out and win people in areas about them, as 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 says, that for from you, in verse 8 of chapter 1, was sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia, but in Achaia, but also in every place your faith to God were to spread abroad, so that we did not speak anything. They were spreading the word everywhere. the gospel was going out and souls were being saved, and so the mission team didn't have to come there to establish a church. These people worked at it. It wasn't just a pastor of the church. It was the members. You see, sheep begat sheep. And so, my friend, don't ever talk about a pastor, an evangelist, a deacon, a Sunday school teacher, and say, well, they're not a good soul winner if you're not out doing it yourself. If you're not witnessing to the lost, don't point a finger at anyone else. So we need people with a love for God in our local churches that are fundamental and true to the faith, that will spread the saving gospel of Christ, witness to the lost, and as they receive Christ, then encourage them to baptism, and then teach them to observe whatsoever He's commanded us, to observe His word and His doctrine, to live accordingly. And so Timothy is being sent to establish and comfort this church in Thessalonica. The idea is to get them firmly established in the faith. Now, again, understand, doctrine is a statement of truth. Faith is the applying of that doctrine to life by the Holy Spirit and living your life according to that doctrine. For example, God says, be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. So you're to be separate from the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And so we're not to love the world. And we are to honor parents. So you live in a day here where people don't honor parents. Well, if you're not honoring your parents, you cannot be a good Christian. Again, these are just things that are doctrine. We can say, honor thy father and thy mother. Sounds good, but are you doing it? Stories told of two little boys that lived in a home, and their parents were very concerned parents. And when it came to television, there were definitely programs that the children were simply not allowed to watch. They were not to watch it for any reason. Well, one night the two children were at a friend's house when the program came on. And the one child says, we aren't allowed to watch that program. But the friend says, well, my parents let me watch it. They say it isn't bad, and it's our house. When the child, seeing that he has lost the battle, goes to his room rather than to stay in that room and watch the program. But the other brother of the same parents stays and watches. And so the little boy that goes into the other room can hear them having fun.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.